Maseches Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, 2:2. The previous Mishnah had said that a shlulis, an irrigation canal, divides one's field into two halves, such that each half must have a separate Peah left. Here, Rabbi Yehuda will disagree with that and say it depends. It only applies that the water canal that runs through one's field divides it into two separate halves, meaning two separate fields, if it's sufficiently wide that both halves of the fields can't be harvested at the same time. The Mishnah says, Amas Hamayim, an irrigation canal, She'eni Yicholi Katzer Ka'achas, that can't be harvested at the same time, meaning both sides of the field cannot be harvested simultaneously. According to the Bar Tanura, if one would stand in the middle of that canal, he couldn't harvest both sides simultaneously. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mafsekes. If it's that wide of a canal, then Rabbi Yehuda says the irrigation canal does divide the field into two separate fields, meaning Rabbi Yehuda says that if it is narrower than that, it doesn't divide it. Tanakama from the previous Mishnah said, regardless of how narrow the irrigation canal is, it does divide into two halves. The halacha here is like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that we paskin that if one could harvest both sides of the irrigation canal at the same time, then it does not divide it into two separate fields for Peah. The Rambam understands, by the way, that the definition of so wide that it divides is that one standing on one edge of the land beside the irrigation canal couldn't harvest the other side of the irrigation canal. I mean, not standing in the middle of the canal, like the Bar Tanura says, but rather staying on one edge, you couldn't reach the other side to harvest it. The Mishnah continues to talk about a new point regarding something that might divide one's field into two, and that is if, let's say, one had a ridge going through the middle of his field, such that it couldn't be plowed, the whole field couldn't be plowed all at the same time. He'd have to plow with the, let's say, the oxen and the plow would plow the left side of the ridge and then the right side of the ridge, which then would give the impression to an onlooker that there's two separate fields here with a uncultivated segment running down the middle. Then he would go through manually by hand, taking, let's say, a hoe, and manually by hand till that middle ridge section so he could plant there also, such that when the entire process of plowing is finished and he plants the field, it will be one contiguous field. Just that along the way, the plowing happened in stages, first the left side of the ridge, then the right side of the ridge, and then the middle of the ridge. The question is, does that look separate enough to be considered two separate fields? And the answer is no, it doesn't. The Mishnah says, V'chol ha'harim. If you have, literally ha'harim, of course, means mountains, but here it's, of course, a small ridge, asher b'ma'ader ya'aderun, that can only be plowed by hand, manually. Bit of a poetic expression here, based on Pasuk in Yishai, according to the Bar Tanura. Afal pi she'en ha'bakar yachol la'avor b'kelav. Even though the oxen, or the ox, can't go over that ridge, because it's too steep, and it wouldn't be able to make it over that ridge with its plow and the implements attached to it. Nevertheless, who knows on peah l'kol, a person may leave a single peah for the whole field with that ridge running through the middle of it, of course, presuming that he ultimately plants the entire contiguous field, including the ridge.